Okay, our friends.
Hi.
So today we're going to finish the storybook we've been reading of Princess Rosalina's called Rosalina's Storybook. And this is from the movie, I think, of Super Mario Galaxy, right? Because Princess Rosalina reads this book.
The last three chapters.
So we're going to read the end of the book and find out what happens. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and...
Philip.
You ready, Freddy?
Uh-huh.
Let's go. Chapter 7, The Telescope. After seeing their 100th comet, a sudden thought popped into the girl's head. I wonder if my home planet is still as blue as it was. That's when she remembered her father's telescope. Oh, so she was from a planet. Mm-hmm. Peeking into the telescope, a tiny blue dot floated into sight. It was smaller than a star bit. How strange! It's so far away, but it feels so close. She twisted the knob of the telescope and the blue dot grew until she could make out a grassy hill dotted with flowers. It seemed very familiar to her. Zooming even closer, a terrace on the hill came into view. I used to go stargazing there when I lived on my home planet. She remembered rubbing the sleep out of her eyes as she followed her father up to that hill to look at the stars. She remembered having picnics with her mother on that hill on bright and windy days. And I want to go home. I want to go home right now. The girl burst into tears and the Lumas didn't know what to do. I want to go home. I want to go back to my house by the hill. I want to see my mother. The girl was shouting now, her face wet with tears. But I know she's not there. I knew all along that she wasn't out there in the sky because she's sleeping under the tree on the hill. The girl's cries echoed through the stars. And a hush fell over the area. She's sleeping under the hill. Do you think maybe she's died? They buried her there? What do you think? We do not know. Let's find out. Though usually quite cheery, one day the girl became sad again. Luma drew close and tried to comfort her.
Mama, you still have me. And don't be sad about your mama because... she's a part of you. That means she's always close by. It's like me. I love star bits because they remind me of my mama.
No, no, the girl said, unable to stop the tears. A lonely look flickered across Luma's face, but it was soon replaced by a wide grin.
I have an idea. I will transform into a comet, a soaring comet that can carry you all on this journey.
And kaboom, kablam, we can see. With that, Luma, trailing bands of white, soared high into the sky and just as quickly started to plummet back down. You know what plummet means? It's falling back down quickly. Mm-hmm. The ground shook, and a bright light poured out of the crater that Luma had created. The bands of light twisted together to form a comet tail. And then Luma emerged, reborn as a comet. Did they do that in the movie? I don't remember. We don't remember if they do that in the movie. The girl could scarcely believe her eyes.
But how? She kept asking. Our destiny as Lumas is to transform into different things, said a red Luma who had suddenly appeared. Stars, comets, planets, we can become all of these things. When I grow up, I want to be a star that makes someone special smile, said a green Luma.
A blue Luma chimed in.
That Luma turned into a real cutie of a comet, didn't he?
All of the Lumas together said,
No more crying, Mama. Thank you, said the girl in a whisper, and she pulled the Lumas close and hugged them.
From that day on, starbits no longer fell from the girl's eyes. Because they were right, weren't they, that she always had her mother inside of her? You know, you never really lose the people that you love. You carry them inside of you. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And sometimes you just need to go home. And sometimes you just need a nap and a snack. The comet set forth for the girl's home planet, its long tail blazing proudly behind it. And here comes the last chapter of the book. With its many Lumas and telescopes, the comet was quite a sight to behold. The girl and the Lumas were proud to call it home. At a welcoming party for a new Luma, the girl gathered everyone in the kitchen and said in a louder voice than usual, All right, everyone, let's make a cake. A cake sprinkled with star bits. Then it will be a star cake. The Lumas excitedly began to gather the ingredients. As she watched the Lumas scurry about, the girl smiled and thought to herself, This is my family now, and I will stay with them until they're ready to leave the nest. And when they do leave, I'll see them off with a smile. Because that's what makes a mother happiest. That night, when the girl lay down to sleep, a soft light enveloped her and reminded her of the blue planet she once called home. But it would be nice to return home once every 100 years to nap in my favorite sleeping nook. The comet, carrying the Lumas and the girl, continues on its journey to this very day. With more family members in tow than can be counted, it's said that the comet visits the girl's home planet once every 100 years. Its proud white tail glittering in the sky. And that, my friends, is the end. Don't ask us where Princess Peach was because we didn't see her in this book. But I think she's in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm. And now it is the end. Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Bye.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.